Someone sent in the following question this week, that he's located temporarily in a place where there's no minyan in his immediate surroundings. So in order to get to a minyan, he'd have to either walk for an hour, or he doesn't have a car, or take a cab both ways for every minyan. So is he required to do that? Is he required to walk for an hour? Is he required to take a cab? Whichever would be more convenient for him. It adds up. The cost adds up. So he's wondering, is he required to do that in order to daven with a minyan? So in order to address the issue, first question is, what is the level of obligation that a person has to daven with a minyan? So in Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tzadi, Tziv Tes, it says Yishtadel Adam L'Spal B'Beis HaKnesses Imat Tzibur, that a person should try to daven in a shul with the tzibur. There's two elements of this sif. One is that it's very, very beneficial to daven with the tzibur, and the Mishnah Berurah writes that a person's tefillos are more accepted with the tzibur. Other posts can point out they have the opportunity to answer to Yehi Shmei Rabba, to Kedusha, to Baruchu, mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. So it's very important to daven with the tzibur. And secondly, it's very beneficial to daven in a shul. Shulchan Aruch continues and says, even if you miss the minyan, it's still better to daven in a shul than to daven outside of a shul. In a shul is a makom kadosh. Dirshuas Hashem behimatzo, kirau biyoso karov. One of the drashos of Chazal is, where is Himatzo? Where is Hashem found in shul? So a person should try to daven in the shul. So davening with a tzibur is very important. Davening in a shul is very important. The Shulchan Aruch writes, in fact, even if one cannot daven in a shul and one cannot daven with the tzibur, he should still try to daven at the same time that the tzibur is davening. So even if you're not with them, to daven at the same time as them is even beneficial. So certainly very important. But the argument could be made that it's not an absolute obligation. The Shulchan Aruch says, yishtadel, you should try. So maybe that's not really obligatory. It's just a good idea. However, the general understanding of the poskim is that it is obligatory unless there's some circumstance that prevents one from being able to do so. That Mishnah Berurah writes, let's say a person is weak, even if he's not actually sick, but he's weak. Okay, unless there's some circumstance that gets in the way, a person is required to do so. This comes out of the Shulchan Aruch later in Sif Tezayin, where the Shulchan Aruch says, how far do you have to go to daven with the minyan? So he says, if you're traveling and you're in the direction that you're going, you'll eventually get to a minyan, so then you have to wait. You have to continue traveling for 4 mil. And if you're going out of your way, if you're traveling in the wrong direction, or the Mishnah Berurah writes, or you're not traveling at all, you're just home, so or you're staying over somewhere, so then you'd have to travel 1 mil in order to get to a minyan. So it's hard to talk about having to travel any particular distance if you don't have to actually go to a minyan. So the assumption seems to be that one is required, if at all possible, to daven with a minyan. So the Shulchan Aruch says here you have to go a mil. How much is a mil? 2,000 amos, approximately 1 kilometer. The poskim generally understand it's a matter of travel time, not distance. So it takes 18 minutes to walk a mil, on average. So a person is required to walk 18 minutes, or if he has other means of transportation, like a car, a bicycle, so then 18 minutes of travel time in order to get to a minyan is what is required. Beyond that is lifnim mishura sadin, to trouble oneself to get to a minyan. So to walk for an hour, certainly more than 18 minutes. So that would be definitely lifnim mishura sadin. It would not be required. Maybe we should say he's required to spend the money. So the Mishnah Berurah writes back on Sif Tes that one is, although one is required to daven with a minyan, even if that will prevent him from making money, but he's not required to lose money in order to daven with a minyan. What's the definition of losing money? Interesting. But that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. One's not required to lose money in order to daven with a minyan. So the argument could be made that one's not required to spend them. If one's outside of that area, obviously one should try to be in close proximity to a minyan. But if one is outside of that area, one would not be required to spend the money. Lefnim Yishuras Adin, it's a nice thing. Again, Lefnim Yishuras Adin, it would be a nice thing, but one would not be required. Moshe Sternbach writes, nonetheless, even though you're not required to spend the money, let's say in a cab, but if you're going through your whole day and you're spending money right and left without thinking on things which are not necessities, so then it would seem that even though this is not a necessity, this should be on the list. This should be no lower on the list than all kinds of other activities that a person might do which are not necessities. But in terms of Meikar Adin, is one required to do so, one would not be required to do so. Have a wonderful rest of the day. Please put the chairs up on the tables.